Hello, this is Tina with Buy Me Paul of FreeTrafficTip.com. Today, I want to talk about why I started back up podcasting and why I chose Audioboom. The first reason why, I guess, is because I was talking to a friend of mine who used to be a student of mine, Coach Iyabo. You can get to her at CoachIYABO.com, or you can come to the post and click on her name, and that'll take you there. She had told me that doing some daily blogging had dramatically increased her traffic, and I looked at where she was before, maybe 4 months ago when we had our sessions, to where she was now, and it was amazing how much traffic she was getting, how well her business was doing, you know, starting from almost zero to being, quite frankly, more successful than any other coach that I know personally right now, which I know a lot of coaches because they're some of my best clients. So I thought to myself, there are things that I can do consistently every day to increase my business, even when I have the 2 or 4 kids that I'm looking after in helping my sister, 2 sets of twins. They are under the age of 3, all of them, yes, help me. But even when you have that kind of a time suddenly in your schedule that's taken up, what can you do to increase your traffic? I realized when this became my problem again, as it has been in the past, that for the most part, people who come to the site are having that problem. What can I do that will increase my traffic, that doesn't take a whole lot of commitment, that will add a lot of value to my clients? And I choose podcasting. And one of the reasons I choose Audioboom is because it only allows you to record for 5 minutes, so there's a timer. I know I have to get done what I'm saying in 5 minutes, and not only is there a timer, there's a duration clock. I'm looking at it right now. 2 minutes, 24 seconds, 25, 27. So I know how much time I have left to say what I'm going to say. It also gives a good amount of time for someone to get a tip and then be able to walk away and use it in real life. It's also embeddable using Audioboom. You can plop it right into your blog. There's a link that you can use if you know a little bit about code to get people to download the link directly. You can use their iTunes link if you want to promote it as a podcast, or you can pop that sucker into your own iTunes, download the clip, and then upload it to your own server or to your own audio file account if you already have a podcast. So it's quick, it's easy, it provides value, it allows me to be consistent, and it's about engagement. When you're listening to somebody speaking to you in your ear, there's a different level of engagement that exists than when they're reading your words. If they're reading your words and they see a link, they can click away. Not a big deal. I mean, unless you tie people to their chair and pry their eyelids open, you can't make them stay at your site, you know, and I don't recommend it. Don't ask me how I know that, but it's not a method that works. And because of that, you'll be trying to find ways to keep people interested in what you're saying, even though it may be interesting on its face already to you or to them. And one of the ways is podcasting, because there's only a certain amount of other things you can do when you're listening to an audio. On the other hand, you don't want it to be so long that someone's mind wanders or they decide that they don't want to keep up with you anymore. Audio listeners and people watching videos are some of the most engaged people that you'll get, because they're not doing something else when they're consuming your information. Now, at first, sure, your fan base would be smaller, but I will take 25 fully engaged people any day over 10,000 people who are kind of browsing my content. So that's why I've started podcasting, as a way to keep up with my daily blog challenge, which if you go to the site, you can read more about that too. Have a lovely weekend. I may pop in, may not. See you Monday, either case.